what you want to do. I think I stay with you.
And good morning for tuning in. Cozy on the House, where we answer your every question or delay or anxiety about your house, home, or cabin. Call in. This is the open line. We don't have anything to cover other than whatever it is you would like to talk about. The number is 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that number is it's 1-888-ROSIE. For you, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. And we are here for you, showing up every Saturday for the last 29 years to answer Arizona homeowners' questions about their house, home, castle, or cabin. We do that with the radio program every Saturday morning. We do it with our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and we do it with our various newspaper articles that we write all across the state. Arizona Republic, Casa Grande Dispatch, Green Valley News, the Green Valley Homes Insert, the Arizona Daily Star. So we try and get y'all all filled in with the information you need to take care of your house, home, castle, or cabin. And Romy, I have again been proven correct. I predicted it.
Correct on.
Predicted it.
Uh-huh.
Through the entire economic downturn, with all of the real estate flips that were hitting the market, and all of the realtor experts that were teaching housewives and accountants how to buy houses, fix them up with little or no money down, you know, make $1 jillion. All of these homes that were flipped, it's the great majority of them were flipped with no building permit, no licensed contractor, and it's all coming home to roost. I went and looked at 6 jobs in the last 2 weeks, 4 of them, 6 jobs for people that want us to do work for them.
Mm-hmm.
4 of the 6 were homes that were bought through the flip fever, and all 4 of them have either a code violation that's going to require a significant amount of money to fix, or we know there was no permit pulled, so we've got to contact the city and say, how would you like us to go about getting this last project? There's a home in Scottsdale that has basically the entire inside. Load-bearing walls are gone. The kitchen's been completely redone. A room addition has been put out on the back. You step down, used to be the patio, but there's a bedroom and a sitting area back there. All of this work, the gas meter was relocated. Now, how that got done, we still don't know.
Because the gas company usually won't hook that up.
For a final inspection.
So they must have piped it themselves.
The gas meter got relocated. None of the work was done under a building permit. Not one. And so to get that room addition in particular up to code is going to be a fairly expensive proposition. So I'm getting on the bandwagon, and I'm getting on the bully pulpit, and I'm getting on the soapbox, and I'm going to let people know, and I'm letting all my realtors know, look, a home inspection isn't enough, particularly if you know the home was flipped. You must contact the building department where that house is that you're considering on purchasing, and you must check the records for a building permit. And if a building permit was pulled, you got to find out was a licensed contractor used to get it done. There are instances where it is okay to buy a home, get a building permit, do the work as an owner builder, and use licensed subs, which will be harder to track down, and not sell the house for 2 years. That there's an arena in there. There's a little gap right there that you can use that the general contractor doesn't have to be on the permit. But boy, if they're not, in my mind, you call the building department and you find out, was a permit pulled? If the permit was pulled, what's the name of the contractor on the permit? Then I go to the ROC, Register of Contractors, and I find out that contractor's still in business. And to me, that's now the new minimum standard for buying a house. And, I mean, it is rampant out there. The flipped homes that are in violation of one code or another, or were never even permitted for the repairs. So y'all get out there and be careful. Be diligent. Do your homework. Do your research. Home inspections are not enough. They're basically just a starting point.
A home inspector's not responsibility is not to go check and see if it was permitted.
It should. I'm saying that they should grow to that extra level of service. It takes 5 minutes to do so. Someone should be doing this for the buyers. This is as important and as critical for us in Arizona that went through this flip fever rage as almost any other thing you could do before you buy a house, before you put in an offer. So when you're putting those offers in, throw a whole bunch of contingencies. You'll now know the realtors that are listening to Rosie on Now, because every offer will have the contingency. If any work was completed by an unlicensed contractor or without a permit that required a permit, this offer is no longer valid. That has to just be another standard condition to putting the property into escrow, part of your due diligence. We talked last week with Craig Webb from Remodeling Magazine. Got a lot of feedback on that this particular week. He publishes a trade magazine called Remodeling Magazine, and every year they publish a study called the Cost Versus Value Report. You as a homeowner can see this report, okay? It's at this website, costvsvalue.com, costversvalue.com, the abbreviation for verse, VS, cost VSValue.com. When you plug onto that website, it actually gives you a broad database of national average information on 29 different remodeling projects. But the great thing about the report is you can actually drill down into Phoenix. Phoenix is the only major metropolitan area in Arizona that they included and focused on. But it gives you an indication of what each of these 29 projects should generally cost you. It's kind of like the Kelley Blue Book of remodeling. If you know you want to do a master bathroom addition and it's 200 square feet, how much are people paying to have that done all across the country? If you want a guest house built in the backyard, a mother-in-law suite built in the backyard, how much is that costing on average all across the nation? And then you can zero down in to the Phoenix area in particular and see what it's generally costing in Phoenix. Again, it's just a general guideline, but it's a great place for homeowners to start when they're beginning to think about a project. And here's what I'm finding right now, Romy. Those people that are in my generation that have lived in their home and have paid off their mortgage and are contemplating doing a kitchen upgrade, they bought their house for $70,000 or $80,000, took 30 years, never missed a payment, paid that thing off, had a mortgage burning party, and now that house is worth $350,000, maybe $400,000 in some neighborhoods, and now they want to upgrade the kitchen to live through their glory years. And I walk onto the scene and I say, well, to do this kitchen, it's probably going to be about $70,000. Are you kidding me? That's what I paid for this house. Well, when did you pay for this? Well, 38 years ago. Well, you know, that's about right. We tell people to take a look at their kitchens and picture their cabinets. Whatever you're going to spend in your cabinets is going to be about, you need to multiply it times 4 or 5 to get to what you're going to spend for a total kitchen remodel if you're including new plumbing fixtures, new appliances, new lighting, and new floor covering. So it's pretty.
And then you got to paint all that.
That's everything. And it's easy, really easy, to spend $10,000 or $12,000 on a cabinet package. When you want glass upper display cabinets, when you want under counter lining, when you want a nice finish, when you want soft close drawers and doors, you want some nice Lazy Susan pull out drawers, you know, any of the nicer features, it's nothing to get up to $10,000 or $12,000 in a good cabinet. Now you can still buy the junk from overseas, you know, that come delivered in a box, and if you were smart, you'd throw the cabinets away and just install the cardboard boxes. They're just junk. But if you're buying a good cabinet, that's about the rule of thumb. So costversvalue.com. And the reason I bring that up is because the residential remodeling index right now across the country indicates that remodeling contractors are operating at the same fever pitch that we were operating at the very all-time high as in 2006. We are now 6% busier than we were then. So it is especially time for you homeowners to proceed with extreme caution, because it is a fact of the industry that remodeling contractors sometimes go out of business because they don't have enough work, but almost every time will go out of work because they have too much work.
Will go out of business because they have too much work.
They have too much work. And what they've done is they're good tradespeople. They've gotten successful. They haven't been able to hire properly. They start losing cost control of their jobs because they don't have people to help them through responsibly, and it just goes downhill from there.